Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello, welcome to this edition of your one-hour inspirational program. I'm your host, I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a really good show planned for you tonight, and we're so glad that you all took time out to stop by and be with us throughout tonight's program. We certainly look forward to all of you all tuning in this evening, as we have a great show. Let me go ahead and invite the presence of the Lord into our program tonight, Father God, the creator of it all. We pray now, Lord, as we're here on the show, where people are calling in at the live line at 347-857-1769. We thank you for those people calling in to the show. And Lord, we just invite you into this program tonight. Help it to be a great successful program that you will get all the glory and the honor. In Christ's name I pray and thank you. Amen. Let's go ahead and start welcoming our various co-hosts. Let's begin by bringing in the Honorable Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, is always a pleasure and honor to have you on board with us. Good evening, sir.
Well, good evening, Dr. Walker, and it's great to be on this show, the 20th day of the new year. God has given us 20 days just to learn from each other and just to make a difference in a world that definitely needs change, and we just want you to know we appreciate the services you are doing for the Lord.
Amen. We certainly do appreciate you as well. Let's go ahead at this time and welcome Darren Deedy. Darren Deedy, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hello, everyone, and I appreciate Pastor Rowe's message. That was lovely. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Awesome. Thank you.
Let's go ahead and welcome all the way from North Carolina or whatever state he's in tonight, the Honorable Brother Lorenzo. Brother Lorenzo, nice to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, and I'm heading to Maryland now. So God bless everyone.
All right. We're so grateful for Brother Lorenzo and all of those. He's a new sponsor to our program, and we certainly do appreciate his blessings as well. I want to go to the phone line here. The name is not coming up into the queue. We're going to call the first six numbers of your telephone number so that we can see who's with us tonight. 732-582. Who do we have? And welcome.
Juanita Clemente.
Okay, Miss Juanita Clemente. Thank you so very much.
Cromedy.
I'm sorry?
Cromedy.
Oh, Cromedy. Okay, yes. Thank you so very much for joining us tonight. We're glad that you tuned in. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go ahead and bring in another one of our sponsors, Ms. Marjorie Cross. Ms. Cross, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure and honor always to have you.
Yes. Good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening, Pastor Rowe, and good evening to all your co-hosts. It's nice to be on the show also. Thank you.
Thank you. And, of course, we have Ms. J. Ms. J., thank you for joining us tonight. It's good to have you with us.
Hello, everyone, and good evening. Happy Friday, and I'm glad to be back with you again.
All right, excellent. And in a couple of minutes, we're going to ask Ms. J. if she would be so kind to give us that disclaimer about the opinions that are expressed on the show. Tonight's topic is, does your relationship or marriage – does your relationship or marriage reflect a Christ-like attitude or behavior. And we have a number of scenarios that we're going to present tonight. And I just want to know what you all think, but let's go now to Ms. Jane as she gives us this disclaimer.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and everyone, please enjoy the program tonight.
All right, excellent. Thank you for that, Ms. J. Pastor Roll, I want to begin with you by asking the question, is it important that a person's relationship or their marriage reflect a Christ-like attitude or behavior? And what does that really mean?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. You know, a relationship has to do with, you know, how we, you know, relate to, you know, peoples and different things, you know. But everything is reflects the spirit, you know, of Christ, you know, and we wouldn't have as much problems if we had in our relationship or our marriage, and marriage should be a relationship, if we had a Christ-like attitude. And you know what I mean, you know, blessed are the meek, for they, you know, the meek, and you know the different portions of Scripture. You know, we got to be meek. We got to be kind. We got to be empathetic. We got to be loving. We got to have a Christ-like attitude, you know. And if we don't have that spirit of Christ, then we're definitely going to have problems.
All right. We're certainly going to ask you to stand by. Let me go here now live. Ms. J, how can you really be expected to have a Christ-like attitude? How can you really be expected to have a Christ-like attitude if your spouse is getting on your nerves or your significant other is getting on your nerves? Really? I mean, we're only human. We're not gods.
Well, you're going to have to become humble and understand each other and patience, you know, because what God has put together, you know, you don't want no man to separate. And that's the Christ-like spirit and behavior to me, because you have to love each other. You know, you got to pray for each other. You got to forgive each other. You got to have that patience with each other. So if once somebody get on your nerve, you need to remember those things, you know. You got to have that self-control and that temperament, the better temperament with each other. You got to keep that one flesh, one love spirit. You just have to do it. You have to work. It's that faith without work is dead, even in a marriage. You know, you say you have faith, you believe in Christ, but if you don't work on that marriage, the marriage is dead. You got to work on it.
Wow. Okay. We're certainly going to ask you to stand by if you're just joining us tonight. Topic is, does your relationship or marriage reflect a Christ-like attitude or behavior? Let's go now to Brother Lorenzo. I want to bring you in here and ask that question. I mean, here we are. We're only human. Again, we're not gods. So when somebody, you know, cuts you off on the road, and you're calling them idiot, and I'm certainly guilty of that probably every other day. So, you know, you don't remember that, oh, that wasn't Christ-like, until sometime afterwards. So how is it possible for me to remember that when it's like they just cut me off? And it's like, that idiot, I can't believe they just did that. So what do you say to that, Brother Lorenzo?
When you're driving out here for this long, you don't even say all that. You just keep it moving. You know what I mean? All the other stuff, it's going to be people going in and out of you every day, especially on Friday now when I'm driving. And I don't even pay no mind. You know, it's Friday, and they still doing it. So I got like 8 hours to drive, and I be calling everybody idiot. The only thing I be coming out of my mouth now would be idiot. So I just keep moving it. Keep praying, man. That's it. So,
okay, we're gonna... No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
as far as the relationship goes, I think it's very important to have a Christ-like attitude going into it, because you don't want, like, things like you don't want the sun go down on your anger, and then if you be in the flesh, you know, you might get mad and stay mad at each other for like 2-3 days, a week, then all of a sudden she gonna want to put you in the doghouse and want you to sleep on the couch and all this stuff, and then you're angry with each other, and I mean, then you can just pray together and say, you know what, let's talk about it and let's see if we can reason this out instead of just being mad at each other in the same house, coming home angry and eating, can't say nothing to each other, you know? That's a bad way to do, bad way to live.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, let's take this a little further now. So, Darren Dede, I mean, it's like, do I have to be thinking about being Christ-like every time I want to, it's like I'm boiling hot and I really need to say something to this person or these people. Do I need to think about what would Jesus do? That's what Pastor Rose says oftentimes. But I'm only human. I mean, is there expected of me to be like, okay, somebody just comes by and they just splash water on you and they don't even apologize. So, Darren Dede, when they don't apologize, I mean, am I expected to like, oh, it's okay, you just wet up my favorite suit with this red Kool-Aid, and, you know, this stuff is not going to come out of my suit that I just paid $59 for from Walmart. So, Michelle, go ahead and laugh about it. So, anyway, so my $59 three-piece suit from Walmart. So, am I supposed to be Christ-like because you're gonna mess up with Kool-Aid?
You're too funny. I'm just picturing the whole scenario. But things like that do happen, and people are idiots. Yes, you would carry on a Christ-like attitude. You wouldn't say, "Yo, you know, oh, that's okay, okay." If anything, I would just be sarcastic, like, "Oh, thank you very much." that's all I would say. I wouldn't, you know, go off and curse at them or anything. Just be, you know, I'd
really
kind of like,
Darren Dede, I mean, you're gonna,
I would.
Thank you for messing up my $59 suit, my three-piece $59 suit with polyester suit.
You gotta. You have to see the look on my face and the tone in my thank you, you know.
Okay. So, Miss J, I want to bring you in here. Miss J, same scenario. Okay, Miss J, okay, your little five-year-old grandchild got the Kool-Aid. You know, they had this water gun with Kool-Aid in it, and I messed up my shirt. And you think it's cute, Miss J. Is it cute, Miss J?
Now, we're not talking about relationship. We just talking about things that happen. And I am
in general, Christ-like attitude in your relationship and your marriage, and it can apply to anything.
But, you know, I am human. And sometimes even in relationships, you get upset, but then you, with me, I have law of forgiveness, you know, because it may come out wrong at first. But like I think Lorenzo said, you know, I get upset with you for a minute, but I won't let that sun go down because I'm going to remember, you know, I don't want that to happen. Because I'm human, I'm going to get upset. I might say a few little unchoice words to you, but I say, Lord, forgive me, you know. And I pray that
Ms.
he forgive me, and I just keep it moving.
But, Ms. J, okay, your little grandson just sprayed this with this little water gun, the Kool-Aid on my white shirt under my three-piece suit, and now, you know, and you're standing over there by the counter, and I'm like, boy, where's your parent with your little bad blah, 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 blah. And so now you hear me fussing at him. Miss J, are you going to come to me with a Christ-like attitude and say, let us pray about this? Come on, Miss J.
No, you said that my grandson sprayed you, and I actually saw him do it.
Well, you didn't see him do it, but I'm fussing at him because he did it. Now, you don't believe me that he did it?
No, I would be nice to you. I said, listen, sir, let me handle this. He's mine, and if he did that, I got it. And
okay.
I would be on him, you know.
Well, miss, my suit was $59, and the shirt was $7.99. So I'm going to need, like, that money back.
Now, I tell you what, give me your clothes. I'll wash them for you.
You gonna wash my suit?
I'm for Walmart. I ain't sending things to cleaner.
Miss J, where's the,
See, you're making it worse, Miss J, because now you're trying to say, give me the clothes, I'm going to wash them for you.
No, seriously, though, I would ask him, what can I do to compensate for it? Because, you know, but I would handle my grandson, but I would tell him, thank you, but I will handle him. I don't need you to holler
right.
at him.
But, Miss,
so,
I need $59.99 plus $7.99 for this outfit that I've had for 12 years. Anyway.
I give you $20. You can take it to the cleaner.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's bring in Go Girl. Go Girl, welcome to tonight's program. Go Girl.
Good evening. Good evening. Sorry I got disconnected earlier.
That's okay. So, Go Girl. Go Girl, can you honestly tell me, Go Girl, every single day, let's say in your career or your relationship or marriage, that you have displayed a Christ-like attitude or behavior every single day?
Of course not.
Wait a minute. You haven't? You mean there's other people like me? Tell me about that, Go Girl.
Listen. What you might consider Christ-like, someone else does not. And I'm sure you have said things, or I have said things, that after you calm down, you didn't have to go in that direction. It was unnecessary.
Right, exactly.
Or say something. I know if I say something to someone and it hurts their feelings, I immediately apologize, or I'm trying to explain to them, no, that's not what I meant, if they took it that way. However, in the past, even with students, you know, they have taken it wrong, and it's, no, that's not what I meant. I don't know how you came up with that conclusion, but in that case, sometimes we might have a person might look, hear or see us do something and misunderstand or not really, or be offended. And if that person is offended, whether you are aware of it or not, or you find out, there still needs to be an apology. And that's why I said, of course not. I wouldn't say that I've done everything Christ-like, even though I wake up the intention of doing that daily.
Right, exactly. So, Pastor Roy, I want to bring you in here. So, Pastor Roy, in your opinion, okay, let me just give this scenario. So, Pastor Roe, as man, father, let's say we have a daughter, and the daughter is in a relationship, and her boyfriend just slaps her, and she's got this big old knot upside her head, and she comes home to you, and she's like, she loves the guy, so she's got on these shades, and he's like, girl, what's wrong with your eye? All of a sudden, nothing, daddy, nothing. And you know when the boyfriend got into it. Pastor Roe, can you honestly say that you're like, when you find out the truth, are you going to be that passive pastor role and says, let me pray for him, when your daughter just got slapped like she don't even belong on the planet?
Well, you know, one thing you say when we first started off, you had mentioned a Christ-like attitude, and does your relationship, marriage or whatever, what we have to do, right, does it reflect Christ-like attitude? It's how we see yourself. Now, we always say, I'm only human. You've heard that before. Well,
yes.
We got to start changing the way we say things. I'm not only human, but I'm a spiritual being having a human experience, you know. And when we begin to take that attitude, I'm a spiritual being, when you begin to say that to yourself, then you'll be able to have the mindset of Christ. Father, what? Forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Right.
Now, I know what Castile would do. I'll wear your blessed assurance out. But when I begin to see myself, you know, when I begin to see myself a spiritual being having a human experience, then my actions is different.
Yeah, but see, then I need a lot of prayer, because you done hit my daughter. I'm going to be, and I already know that I should have the Christ-like attitude, but I'm just like, I'm ready to get you for that, because you put your hands on my child. You put your hands on my girl. And I'm just like, you know, and I know you all, but I'm just telling you all, and I know, Pastor Rowe, we're only human. But it's like, wait a minute, hold up, what? Hold up. I've seen my mother get into a fight with a lady. And my mother was probably in her 40s at the time. This lady, my little brother, he was really, really bad, really bad. Okay, always bothering people and just do mischievous stuff, but beyond. And he had to be like probably 12 or 13. And he come running home, mama, mama, mama. And we lived in the projects. And so he's running home, and this lady, he gets to the door, but the door was locked. So this lady is beating him on top of his head like he didn't belong on the planet. My mother didn't even ask. She didn't say, well, hold, and this was her friend, her friend. The lady was her friend. She didn't go out there and say, well, I think the lady's name was Miss Darlene. She didn't go out there and say, Darlene, what you doing to my child? My mother started punching her and fight. We had to pull her off of that lady. So, and my mother was, you know, a super Christian lady, but it's like she, you know, we had to pull her off. So I want to ask this question here, Miss J. Was that just natural instincts that kick in, you know, and she was going to pray about it later? What happened? Put yourself in her place, Miss J.
Pray about it later, but mama could have said something right quick to her and then did what she had to do. But I probably would have said something then if the woman got too defensive or whatever, then we might would have got into a little tussle there, you know, because you don't touch my child. Really, you don't talk at my child. I can do that. That's why I told you I go to the person and tell him, listen, I handle this. You know, what do I need to do to compensate for what he did? Let me handle my child, not you, you know. And I would say it like that, too, because it wouldn't be nice, my voice tone.
right, of course, of course. Nice. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Marjorie Cross, I want to bring you in here, Ms. Marjorie Cross. You seem to be such an easygoing person that just, you know, think about what would Christ do all the time. So if that were you and one of your kids came home and crying for you and this woman is just beating them unmercifully, Ms. Cross, you being a woman of God, Ms. Cross, what would you do?
Well, what I would do, I would speak to the mom. I don't think I would just start a fight or anything. I would speak to the mom about it. That's what I think I would do. Because when my kids was going to school, I told them, I said, do not hit anybody. But if somebody hit you, hit them back. And the principal heard me one day. She said, Miss Claude, don't say that. You know, but then it worked. Because my kids never came crying about anybody hit them. You know, and they'll say, Mommy, so-and-so hit me, but I hit them back. And that was it. I did, because, see, sometimes once they start to hit you, if you don't do anything about it, it's going to continue. So thank God I never had a problem like that. But definitely, I would go and speak to the person. But if I'm talking to them and they hit me, then I'm going to hit them back. And it's
also
not going to be too
they
got
to hit you. It don't matter that they hit your child. They got to hit you, then you hit them back.
All right, they hit my child. I'm going to talk to them about it. They get mad and up in my face and everything. And they hit me, then I'm definitely going to hit them back. But to just go, nowadays, everything is suit. So just go throw the first punch, I don't think I would do that. You know, I mean, I would be really upset with them hitting my child, though. Because I'm going to say, do not ever let it happen again. Otherwise, we're really going to have something.
I'm sorry, Ms. Cross. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. But okay, even when you told the child in front of the principal, if somebody hits you, hit them back. Is that a Christ-like, is that reflective of a Christ-like behavior or attitude?
No, I was telling somebody, and the principal was close by, and she heard me, and she said, oh, no, Ms. Cross, I don't want them. I said, no, but it did work. Because as I said, I never had to go to school because they stopped. They'll say, Mom, this one hit me and I hit them back and nothing came out of it. But if they keep hitting you and you don't hit them back, it's going to be a big problem because they're going to keep taking advantage of you and hitting you. But it did work in my case. And
right.
I'm glad
I
never had to run to school for them.
All right.
So
Pastor Rowe.
I'm not telling everybody to do that now, but that's what I did.
I think that's what all parents said. I mean, my parents said it. I said it to the kids. You know, that's how it was, you know, and probably still is to this day. So, Pastor Rose, even with you saying you're going to, after you deal with their blessed assurance, meaning you're going to take out some action just like I would as a father. So, Pastor Rose, how do we get to the point? I know we can theoretically say, I'm going to have this Christ-like attitude in my relationship, because a relationship is with your coworkers, with your, not just your significant other or spouse, it's with your family, it's coworkers, it's people on the at the store, it's everybody that you come in communication with. It, you know, our reflective Christ-like attitude should demonstrate that. So every other day, I am very guilty of this, you all, of calling a driver on the road an idiot, and they have probably called me an idiot, I'm sure. So it's just, for some reason, even Brother Lorenzo say, that word just automatically comes out. So, Pastor Rowe, why do we, have you ever said that? Well, Pastor Rowe, let me ask you, have you ever called somebody an idiot for the way that they drive?
Well, of course, you know, it's all about matriculation. You know, we have to matriculate to another level. You know, and like you said, does your relationship or your marriage reflect a Christ-like spirit? Okay, now let's use for example, when that man was just weighing Jesus out, you know, left and right, and Peter said, I'm going to fix this situation. You know, he got his sword out, I'm going to whack him out. And he cut the man's ear off, and what did Jesus say? Peter, put away your sword. If you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword. You know, mm-hmm. Now, and the second thing I want to mention, if you got ulcers, and Sister Marjorie Cross said it so good, against your brother, scripture say you go to him and him alone. If he don't hear it into, you know, the church, so on and so forth. And one person, like you said, okay, where I'm at in Christ, you know, if the other side of me don't come out, somebody messing with my daughter, you know. The first thing I do, I go and talk to that man. And the second thing I do before I do get the authorities, the legal authorities, so I don't get myself in trouble. And the old man, you know, the old man come out, you know. And, you know, I tell you, to be a Christian is not easy, because we have to follow the example. The last thing I want to say, what you going to do when they wind you out, spitting your stick and spears in your side? Can you say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? You know, God commended his love for us, and while we was yet sinners, he died for us. You know, so we all matriculating up the ladder. We want to be more like Jesus. And that's why
we're
going to
ask you
so hard. And last but not least, thank God for the Dr. Walker radio show that shows us how to handle relationships.
Well, thank you, Pastor Rowe. Thank you. And we appreciate that, even though I'm far from perfect, because when they touch my kid, it's like, you know what, God, I would probably have to call the authorities and say, meet me at his house. So I'm trying not to go to jail, but meet me at his house, because if I get there first, then it's probably going to be war. So, I mean, and so I need to, I'm guilty of it. I need prayer. I am nowhere close to being perfect, you all. So I know you all don't expect that. So I want to bring in Go Girl, are there times when we're supposed to turn the other cheek? Just so happens one of your, a lady at the store, you know, they talk about, people, you know, that with neighborhood wars. You've watched some of these shows, and people just go crazy. So, lady just happens to slap you, Go Girl, you know, because she wanted to be in the front of the line. She skipped you at the airport in line, and you're already standing there, and she's like, ease in front of you, and you're like, excuse me, ma'am, I'm standing here. She's like, she looked at you and, you know, so what? So then you're like, excuse me, ma'am, and she turns around and slap you. Now, go girl, what?
I'm listening.
Go girl, what? I mean, couldn't you just say, well, can we just pray about this?
No. Instinctively, it's almost
go girl, can't you just turn the other cheek and give her the other cheek to slap the heck out of you again?
I was going to say, I'm not going to do that, but in as much as I can, if someone actually slapped me that way, I kind of, it kind of kicks in something else is wrong with this person. And
really?
Yes. You know, if you in the airport slapping someone, skipping the line, whether you're irate or not over missing your flight or et cetera, you
right.
saw what happened to that young lady with her kids, but it's something wrong with you. I'm not going to say that I won't react, but the first thing I usually would say to a person is, are you all right? You just slapped me. You know, it's probably going to be on
wait,
after that.
Wait a minute, Goku. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. But you just got the hell slapped out of you, and you're asking them if they're all right. Help me understand that.
Listen, Dr. Walker, you know how it was in school where you have seen kids do things to other kids. And
right.
Not that we're supposed to restrain them ourselves, but we have to call for backup or call for someone to come in. Usually I ask my kids to intervene. Y'all need to go over there and get this one or whatever. But a lot of times, you know, I've had to stand there and watch other people, other kids do things to other kids because I was not going to intervene like that due to what we're told to do. But my reaction would probably be to slap her back. Now, I'm just being honest. It would just...
Wait a minute. You confuse me now. First you say, you're going to ask her.
That would be the best thing to do. Are you all right? But I'm just telling you, instinctively...
You are all right. Now she turns around,
like
slaps the heck out of you again. But are you all right?
Like no. It's like a knee jerk. You're going to automatically react. I think most people do, and I probably will. I doubt very seriously. But like I always ask my kids, if that person was holding a gun in your face, would you do that?
No.
That's why I asked that. If under those circumstances, when they say they have to just fight, if that person was holding a gun in your face after they slap you, are you going to react the same? No, you're not.
No, exactly. Missy, I want to bring you in here. Miss J, the same scenario. Miss J, you're trying to be the Christian woman that you can possibly be on this earth, Miss J. So you got slapped, Miss J, real hard. And your granddaughter was there to watch this happen. Miss J, what kind of
replay
are you going to set in front of her?
I'm going to have a replay. You slapped me. My hand's going to automatically go up and ain't no tell no lie. We gonna be having it on, and then after I got you on the ground, I might ask you what's your problem.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I ain't gonna ask you after you hit me, but you know, you talking about the kids hitting somebody's school. I train, and I'm gonna tell you, I train my kids. If somebody hits you, you hit them back. And if you come home and you tell me that somebody hit you and beat your butt and you didn't hit them back, you better go back and take care of that. You know, because if they approach you first, I'm sorry. Like in war, called self-defense. You got to defend yourself. Because if a person finds that you're weak, they will take advantage of it. So you got to stay strong.
I agree, but I've seen kids kick other kids into unconsciousness. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
A something like that. You know, where the kids on the ground, they out, and they still kicking them.
Not like that, because I know a good example. My granddaughter is a black belt. She was in sixth grade, and she was in line, and this boy touched her. Reflex, she turned around, poked him right in his nose, broke his nose. He shouldn't have touched her, number one, but it was a reflex.
And she absolutely.
Had to watch her step because her hand is registered.
I put my kids in martial arts. For that very purpose, and it's all, and just like what you're saying, because I studied, and the thing is, it's a natural reflection. You just reflect, you know, and you have a split second to react, and it's just, you just react. So now we're looking at, Brother Lorenzo, I want to bring you in here, and I want to say, so, Brother Lorenzo, how, now we're going to look at ways that we could try to think before we act. Is that possible, to really think before you act, when it's a natural instinct to act?
Well, when you're looking at fighting and reacting and stuff, that's why it's so important to read The Art of War by Sun Tzu, because he teaches you, you don't have to fight all the time. The best way to beat your opponent is to subdue him. You know what I mean? If you got skills like that, that's why I took a lot of martial arts and then really got into reading and stuff like that, that you don't have to take it to that level. If a person just slapping you in the face, yeah, you got to, sure you're going to react to it, but you don't have to have an all-out fist fight with them. That's why it's so important to, that's why I taught my kids martial arts and how to defend yourself and stuff like that. So you don't have to slap the crap out of somebody just to beat them. Just subdue them, and then you get the authorities, or however you want to do it.
Well, that's a very good point. Darren Didi, is it always possible to turn the other cheek?
Yes, it is, especially if you try to do the Christ-like attitude. I like to think, pick your battles.
Okay, so you say it is possible. Okay, Ms. Cross,
yeah.
Let's bring you in here. Ms. Cross, so what are one of the ways which we could get to that point? And Pastor Rowe talks about matriculation, you know, getting to that point, maturing and so forth. So in your view, from your viewpoint, what's one of the ways that we could get to that point, Ms. Cross?
Get to the point of what?
Where we can have that Christ-like behavior.
Mm-hmm.
In other
words,
so we can think before we act. How can we think before we act when it's a natural instinct to act?
Yeah, well, I always tell my, it's such a one of my grandson, I always say, think before you act. But in this situation where you talk about the person just slap you, I wasn't going to say, are you okay? If you just give me a slap, I'm going to slap you back. I just want to know that you did it first. That's all. You know, but I'm not going to ask, so are you okay? One slap. They slap me, I'm going to slap them back. That's it. You know, and it depends on the situation. Now you were saying about the gun in the face. They slap me and have a gun. I sure ain't slapping back. God would have to fight the battle for me. You know?
So if they have a gun, you're going to slap them back?
If they slap me and they have a gun, I'm not going to slap them back.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
God would have to fight the battle for me, because I'm not stupid. I'm not going to slap them back and they have a gun on me. No.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by tonight's topic once again. Does your relationship or marriage reflect a Christ-like attitude or behavior? Okay, so let's begin. Let's go here now and ask the question, you know, go girl, what is a Christ-like behavior? If I've never been taught what a Christ-like behavior is, then how do I know how to display that?
Well, without being taught what Christ-like behavior is, I think most people have the feeling or instinct of wanting to be treated the way they would treat people. Now, there are some people who don't know what or how to treat themselves, so they may treat others the same way. But I think in general, most people will treat you or would want to treat you the way they would treat themselves. So in terms of Christ-like, even if they weren't aware of that behavior, just being speaking to someone the way you would want to be spoken to, or being cordial, or, you know, using your manners would be pretty much the same thing. But again, depending on where you're from and or never been taught, or the household or the community that you've been raised in, you might not see what I would consider nice. And I notice a lot of us said, you know, they're gonna hit back. It's out of instinct that if something is coming towards your face, you cover your eyes. You normally do it anyway. You're not
right,
just going to stand there and
automatic.
Right, the reflex. So at that point, I just think that we are prone to do certain things, but at the same time, we would have to teach ourselves or be trained, like y'all said in martial arts, to restrain yourself to the point where you're able to subdue or get that person's thoughts back to where they should be so that it does not escalate to something even further. Now, does that work all the time? No.
You know, that is absolutely brilliant what you're just saying. We're going to go to the phone lines just a moment again. We'll come to Carol in just a second. But what you just said was absolutely brilliant, that we have to be trained to think before we act. That's the whole key right there. And that training probably has to take place when you're 2, 3, 4, 5 years of age. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to the phone lines, and we have one of our executive directors with us tonight. Good evening. Welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Good evening. Good evening. I really had to come on in. I must share something with you all. I met with someone and a good friend of the family, and just met this person. And when I was passing by, he slapped me on my buttocks. And before I knew it, I hit him. I mean, I just hit him. And asked him, what was that all about? And he thought it was funny. And I told him I was really, really offended by it. Now, did I just sin because I reacted so quickly? I don't think so. And if I did, someone will have to pray for me because I'm not allowing anyone to hit me. So I'm going back to my duties. I have to go because I know that sometimes we try to do the best we can, but sometimes it's not easy to control that reflex. That's all I have to say. I have to go.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that with us. And that goes for, I know I need the prayers. And I mean, it's like, so we're talking tonight. This is a very serious topic, you all, because even though our relationships can be with different people, marriage, significant other, children, coworkers, you know, people at the store, people you don't even know that come across your path. Does our attitude or behavior reflect a Christ-like attitude? Let's go to Carol all the way down in South Florida. Carol, thank you for joining us tonight. Carol, what are your thoughts? What's on your mind?
Well, this is a very interesting topic. Thank you for letting me in. I like what the executive director that just spoke, I forgot her name, excuse me, what she said was that reflex when the man was inappropriately touching her. And my question to the group is, when does self-defense come into play?
That's a very good
question. As a Christian, you're never supposed to defend.
Anytime somebody try to harm you.
That's right.
So
that's the law of the land. That's the law of the land. So, and
right.
The Bible tells us, Carol, go ahead.
If someone is slapping you, and I also want to bring up domestic abuse, I don't feel in those situations that you're supposed to turn the other cheek.
Okay, so let me ask you this here. Is that what God expects us to do? Is that when you stand your ground or when you exercise your self-defense, is that what God expects us then, you know, is that displaying a Christ-like attitude? Even though the Bible says, render unto Caesar what's Caesar. So if that's the law of Caesar, that's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
But then how does God look at us? Carol, what are your thoughts on that?
Okay, I think, first of all, if you call yourself a Christian, you are striving every day to develop your relationship closer and closer to God. And I think as you do that, the Holy Spirit, if you're praying for that too, will lead you in what direction you should go. Now, when it comes to
all right,
to
we're
going to
ask you stand by. Go, girl, I want to bring you in here. So, go, girl, let's bring in this. Go, girl, are you there? We're going to ask you stand by. Go, girl. So here we have it now. you know, you're praying as a Christian, or like I consider myself an aspiring Christian. I'm always in this struggle every day trying to get there. And so it's like a recovering addict or alcoholic. You know, we're when they go through those meetings, it's like I'm a recovering addict. I'm a recovering alcoholic. So I'm an aspiring Christian trying to get there. It's a journey. It's a process. So now with that in mind, go girl, now here it is. We're trying to do the best we can, but the flesh just takes over sometimes because of the natural instincts that God has put in us, you know, for the self-defense. So are we wrong now for exercising self-defense?
No, I don't believe that you're wrong. I believe that God wants us to defend ourselves. If someone is trying to harm us, yes, he can take over and, you know, put the person to sleep. But, yes, God does. It's the same thing. If there's something coming towards your face, what do? We put our hand in front of our face.
We do.
We blink.
We do.
Right.
For protection.
So, yes, we do. Now, do we take it further? Hopefully not. Hopefully that will stop. It's just like you, a car is coming towards you and you pull your car into the next lane. You are defending. You're driving defensively. You don't just let the car hit you. So I look at it that way. I think as Marjorie Cross was saying, you know, she hits them back and hopefully it'll stop. I mean, these days I don't think we can do much of that. But I do believe that we're not wrong to defend ourselves. Now, we don't want to take it to war. We shouldn't have to take it there. Hopefully, you know, that one, you know, slapped and took you back to normal. Okay, I'm thinking now.
Right, I understand. Thank you for that. We're going to ask you to stand by. Does your relationship or marriage reflect a Christ-like attitude or behavior? So the question becomes, here's the thing now. Think about it. Ms. Cromartie, we'd love to hear back from you. Press 1 on your dial if you'd like to speak to us. So the thing is, when we think about it, Darren Deedy, I want to bring you in here for this, and then I want to also bring Pastor Roland. When you think about it, Darren Deedy, you first. Every animal in the animal kingdom that I know of and that I research on has a defense mechanism that God has put with them. Even the snake has a defense mechanism that we as humans respect them. Even elephants, the largest creature on the planet, respects a snake. Now, you know, it's like this thing is crawling. How can this thing be harmful? Darren Deedy, let's go to you first. Every animal, tell me an animal that does not have a defense mechanism.
There isn't one. They all have them. Even that little snake that, you know, he's going to bite that huge elephant.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the elephants are smart enough to know that that snake could kill them. As small by comparison, 3,000 pounds compared to maybe a few ounces or whatever. So, Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here. Pastor Roll, these defense mechanisms, weren't we created with this?
Yes, you know, we was created with it, and of course, you know, everything is motivated by control. You was talking about the serpent, you know, and the scripture does say, you know, you bruise his head before he bruise your heel, you know. But and then we have to avoid the very appearance of improprieties, you know. And you mentioned scripture, you know, how do we keep ourselves? How do you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you know? And of course, that's through, like in Psalms 1, it says, in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he'll be like a tree planted by rivers of waters, his leaf shall not wither. You know the scripture, everything he doeth shall prosper. But last but not least, in my days, I'm a product of the 60s. And if you didn't defend yourself, the whole school would be wearing you out. you know. But if you, you got somebody that came off on you and you went upside their head and bust them, I mean just put it to them. The word will get around quick. Hey, you better not mess with Brother Roe or Castell Roe, man. He'll get you, you know. But if you let people beat up on you before you know, the whole everybody be beating up on you, you know. But we have to try to avoid, and we have to keep ourselves prayed up and so that we will have the true spirit of Christ. It takes prayer. We are going through evolutionary process. We are changing from one degree of grace to the other. And this, last but not least, this radio show, it teaches us how to have relationships and how to avoid improprieties and how to be the examples that Christ would have us to be. You're doing a great work with these radio shows and the discussions we have. I appreciate you more than you ever know, Dr. Walker, and everybody that's on the show.
We certainly do appreciate you as well, Pastor Roland, and everybody on the show
as well. Dr. Walker.
Yes, Ms. J, I want to bring you in here. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just thinking that the Bible in Ephesians talks a lot about the rules for a healthy marriage, you know, about how God wants us to love the wife and all. But a toxic marriage with all this violence and all that is really not talked about, you know, like it should be in there. So I'm thinking, a lot of people thinking, okay, I married this man. He say he's a Christian. I'm waiting on him to become Christ-like. So I'm just going to, he would get better. So she continues, or he continues to let him beat on him and hurt him, thinking that that person will change and become Christ-like. But people got to realize there are sinners out there. And sometimes sinners don't change. You know, everybody is not Christ-like. They may put on the persona of being that. But, you know, deep down in, if they continue to abuse you, that's your way out right there. You know, and God spells it out in the Bible in so many words. So I'm sure, you know, you're not to be abused by the sinners, by the devil to lead you and control you, because that's the devil.
That's a very good point, Ms. J. Very, very good point. Carol, I want to bring you back in. And now we're looking in the last final minutes here, and we'll have Pastor Roll, if you don't mind, closing us out in about 6 minutes. Pastor Roll, will you do that for us, close us out in about 6 minutes?
Okay.
On tonight's topic. So we'll come back to you in about 6 minutes. But, Carol, I want to bring you in here now. Let's look at some possible ways. Just, you know, I'm going to ask each one of you all here, some possible ways, what can I do that will reflect that Christ-like attitude? And I think it comes down to the common denominator. How can I think before I act? Carol, is that really possible? Or it all comes down to, it depends on the circumstance of the situation. Carol, what are you saying?
I think it absolutely is possible. It's, you know, by reflex, we can train ourselves to do just about anything. The mind is a powerful instrument. But I think...
Okay, so, Carol, you're telling me that when I'm out here driving every other day, when that idiot, you all, God forgive me, I mean, it just, it comes out so naturally, like I'm breathing.
Oh, yeah, up there today.
Say that again?
Yeah. I said I was in that space today, but that doesn't mean I don't have the ability to control it.
Okay,
like
so is it the control that we don't drive up to
right.
them and fuss them out? Is that exercising the control, or is it a natural instinct to say, that idiot, how could, you know?
I think, first of all, you have to control yourself to pause before you react. If you can do
okay,
that.
Okay, so,
I mean,
Carol, you got
all...
your family in the car, your little kids or your grandkids in there, and they just cut you off. They went from the third far lane. The exit was right there, and you're in that far right lane, and they had to come across all of those cars, jeopardizing the lives of themselves and all of those people to get off on that exit. And you got everybody's braking, and the cars are swerving because this person, I don't even want to call him an idiot again, but we all know what they are. So, Carol, what do we do? Come on, Carol, how can I think? You know, Mike, I'm in here.
Well, number one. We have to be careful these days, because even though you may be a little hot, somebody could be hotter than you.
Right.
So if you say, roll down your window and say, exchange some words with the driver, they may pull out a gun and shoot you. Now, you are well in your right to say, hey, I didn't like that, but, you know, you can't have a conversation on the highway. But
well, some
I
people do. That's what they call road rage.
I'm trying to escape or blow my horn or anything like that because I don't really want anyone other than God controlling me.
Okay. There
yeah,
you
that's
have
different.
It.
Yeah, that's
okay,
different.
Okay, so, Brother Lorenzo, let's bring you in here. Brother Lorenzo, just quickly here because we're running out of time. We got to get past the roll of time to close out. Just quickly here, what can we do to think before we act that would demonstrate a Christ-like attitude? Just quickly here.
Okay, that, I mean, what you're talking about, that's different. Like, those are outside forces that you deal with. The years of experience that I have is that if you react to every little thing going in your way or some food cutting you off, then you're messing up your own peace that's what's in yourself. So
mm-hmm.
as you keep driving, when people keep cutting in front of you, as you're driving more and more with experience, you don't let outside forces get
mm-hmm.
to your inner peace. Now, when you're
right.
dealing with something like somebody slapping you in the face, that's
mm-hmm.
that's in your face a scenario. You know
right.
what I mean? So
but Brother Lorenzo,
you just called
the person a fool. I was calling him an idiot. You said a fool.
No, I didn't call him a fool. I said you don't deal with outside forces. Those are outside forces.
But you said that fool cut across you. Did anybody else hear that,
no,
or was that me?
No, that's you calling him fool and idiot. I don't say nothing. I just look at him and keep on going. I got like 400 or 500 miles to go, and nobody messing up my inner peace.
I see.
But
well, that's
with,
that
yeah.
for you, ex-Status Crow. That's great. That's great. But even okay, so Brother Lorenzo, we're gonna ask somebody. Go, girl. Let's bring you in here. What can we do to think before we act to have a Christ-like attitude? Even Christ called a man a fool.
Well, I think daily we need to be in prayer, and we don't just we have a tendency to say we're just going to wake up and pray for God to give us this day our daily bread, but we need to be in constant prayer. Not that we're speaking to each other, but we're asking God to, you know, on a regular basis, to daily, momentarily, you know, God, I don't know what I'm going to encounter when I get out on these streets. And I think we tend to pray more when we think that we are going to run into some trouble. When you get in your car, you really don't know, particularly
on
the highways.
Right.
So you're saying, Lord, I want to get home this evening. Lord, just make sure I'm asking that these cars be diverted away from me. And the same thing with our kids. We send our kids out. We want them to come home in their right mind and not be, you know, ridiculed or harmed in any way because of so much
right.
going on now in
right.
the public. So I think right. just being in constant prayer, talking to the Lord like we talking to each other, Lord, I need you to, whatever I don't see, I want your eyes to be on it.
All right. Darren Deedy, let's bring you in here. What can we do to think before we act? Quickly, please. All right, perhaps Darren Deedy is not there. Marjorie Cross, let's bring you in here. What can we do to think before we act?
Well, as I said, it all depends on the situation. Sometimes you'll have time to think, but sometimes it happens so fast that you can't think. But it's good to think before you act, but it depends on the situation. That's all I have to say.
Okay, Miss J, let's bring you in here. Before we go to Miss J, let's try Darren Deedy. Darren Deedy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Sorry, I was on
okay.
mute. Nice.
Okay,
oh,
just quickly
talking.
Here,
no.
What can we do to think before we act? Just quickly.
You just have to remember, trials come across your path, and I just give the Lord thank you for giving me patience to deal with that situation. It's a lesson learned, you know? So. Season.
Okay. All right, Miss J, what can we do having this Christ-like attitude to think before we act? Your thoughts.
For me, I take a deep breath and blow it out and say, Lord, happen. That's all I say, because I ain't going to be doing a long prayer then. That's all I can say then. Let it out.
Oh. All right. Pastor Rowe, we're going to ask you to go ahead and close us out, if you would. Thank you.
Eternal God, our Father, whose command is over all and whose love never fails, help us always to be mindful of your presence, but obedient to your will. And we just thank you, Lord, tonight for this radio show, Lord, where we've been able to express ourselves. And, Lord, we want to be like you, Lord. We want to have a greater relationship with you so that we can be like you and have a Christ-like attitude. And, Lord, as you said in your word, as we close out, Lord, as it says in Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. You say we'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Our leaf would not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord, for the Dr. Walker radio show, that he's an example to us in showing us the way that we can prosper, and that's by loving one another and serving one another. Help us to be as you would have us to be, Lord, and we want to be like you. And help us to think before we act, Lord. And you said whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, if there be any virtue, think on these things. So as we leave this show tonight, help us to have the great powers of thinking on the things that we should do so that we be more like you. And Lord, help us to see ourselves as spiritual beings having a human experience. When all is said and done, Lord, we want to be just like you. Thank you again, Lord, for being able to close out. Thank you so much for the Dr. Walker radio show. Thank you, Lord, for the components and all the people that are involved in this show and that we can learn from one another. Now to him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory, to the only wise God be honor, glory, dominion, and power, both now and forever. This closing we give in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so very much for that. You all, we're clearly out of time. And what comes to me now, just a final thought here, in addition to what Pastor Rowe was saying here, if you go to Galatians 5:22, I believe that this is a good starting point to exercise a Christ-like attitude, because it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. And fruit in this case is singular. So all of these components, when we talk about the elements or components to have a Christ-like attitude, Galatians 5:22 will give it to you, because the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. And against these, there is no law. Listen, you all, we've had a great time tonight. I trust that you all have enjoyed this program as much as I did. Please join us here next Thursday for the Dr. Just Walk Show, and next Friday for your one-hour inspirational programming. Until either next Thursday or until next Friday, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night, Pastor Rowe. Great closing, and good night, everyone.
Good night.
Great. Everyone, keep safe and keep well.
Don't let nothing mess up your inner peace.
Okay, Lorenzo, be safe out there on the road.
I will. I'm at it now.
Oh, good. Okay.
God bless you, Brother Lorenzo. We appreciate your service, brother.
God bless you, too, Pastor Rowe. You take care of yourself. You hear me?
All right, now. You take care of yourself, because we love you.
And I mean, love y'all, too.
Okay, and Pastor Rowe, great closing. Great, great, powerful. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, dear. And I appreciate your comments that you made. They were very inspirational and very encouraging.
You're welcome. Thank you. And thank you, Dr. Walker. Great show.